from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Order seems to be restored in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reassured the nation he is in charge and that a coup attempted by some members of the military is over. The sounds of blasts and gunfire, however, continue to echo across the capital of Ankara and Istanbul into the morning, and it was unclear who was in control of military headquarters in Ankara. Just minutes ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, who says the coup is essentially no more.
No, I think that this coup attempt has been crushed, although it has to be said throughout the day there's been sporadic violence, some of it very intense. Much was focused on a large barracks outside the capital, Ankara, which is believed to be the headquarters of the coup plot. Major fighting there. In fact, jets were brought in to quell the uprising, but it does appear now that order has been restored. Scores, many, many ambulances were seen rushing to the scene, so it does suggest there were a lot of injuries. But it does appear that now order has been restored throughout the country, although we do hear reports from time to time of sporadic clashes.
Mr. Jones also told us that although things are not back to normal, they are getting better on the streets of Istanbul.
Well, normality is slowly returning, but I have to be said, still things are very, very tense. I mean, there's still wreckage in many places of a night of terrible violence that rocked both Istanbul, Ankara, and a number of other provincial cities. There's still a lot of damage on the streets in various parts of the cities. But slowly life is returning, although many of the major arteries in Istanbul are still blocked, including one of the main bridges, which is causing major traffic problems, especially as they're trying to clear the tanks from one of the bridges.
This is VOA.